You are not your anxiety. By gently releasing your anxious thoughts and learning to let go of anxiety, you can restore balance to your mind and overcome your mental challenges. This hypnosis track explores how to release anxiety when it tightens its grip on you, so you can move forward with calmness and stillness.
Thank you for taking some time for yourself. And if you could take a deep breath in, hold it, and let it go. Deep breath in. Hold it and let it go. Last time, deep breath in. Hold it and let it go deeper into relaxation. And if you could breathe through your nose and exhale through your mouth, breathe through your nose, exhale through your mouth. Last time, breathe in through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. As you go deeper into this experience, and if you can, breathe in and out of your nose now. Close your eyes. Become aware of the chair supporting you deeper into this experience. And if you can orient your attention now to your chair, rising and falling deeper into relaxation. And I wonder if you can begin to relax the almost 700 muscles in your body now. Ligaments and tendons. Perfect. And free divers who dive to 100 feet. 200 or 300 feet. Tap into a different potential with their breathing. And it doesn't matter how old they are, where they come from, how much they weigh. They all learn to change the way they breathe. They master the art of breathing. And if you want to learn more about breathing, you could buy the book Breath by James Nestor. And there are so many different ways to breathe. And there are some ways to breathe that can promote health and grow. And people can lose weight by changing how they breathe. And anyone familiar with the Krebs cycle would know this. No, I'm not sure you're aware when oxygen is available for every unit of fatty acids. We create 38 molecules of ATP. But if oxygen is low, we create 2 molecules of ATP. And if you were to be driving a car, it would be the equivalent of 38 miles to the gallon, or 2 miles to the gallon. Our metabolism slows down. While James Nestor was researching for his book, he was told stories about a guy who had been injected with E. coli and breathed in such a way it activated his immune system and destroyed the toxin within minutes. And he was also told about women who put their cancers into remission by changing their breathing, and monks who could melt circles around their body in the snow simply by breathing. And it all sounded a bit nuts. And Hindus consider their breath and spirit the same thing. And the Buddhists who use breathing to lengthen their lives, but retire planes of consciousness. Breathing in all these cultures, for all these people, is a profound experience. And here you are, breathing right now. And I'm not sure you're aware how special you are. No one else has the privilege of knowing what it's like to be you. You make the world a better place just by being in it. And in the past you've had anxiety, but it's got nothing to do with you. There's a process to it. And if anyone were to describe to an alien, we drive at 60 miles per hour on a road, in both directions every day. Billions of humans get in their car, drive in rain, hail, sunshine, or snow. And the only thing that separates us from a head-on collision is a yellow line painted on the road. They will probably find us a little bit crazy. And to quote Mad Max, it's hard to know who is more crazy, me or everyone else. And how most of us feel about bungee jumping spiders or snakes is not how we feel about driving a car on the highway. And yet here we are, traveling around the sun at 67,000 miles per hour. And none of us are concerned about the force of gravity. And people who suffer from anxiety can have. And people who have anxiety, some can have. A variety of cognitive distortions. They might be future oriented, which is fabulous for goal setting, but not so fabulous for running anxiety. Or another cognitive distortion might be stable attribution, that things will never change, which is great if you're buying a classical computer, because quantum computers are not suitable for everyday tasks. And while constant time quantum computers are a bit spooky due to a lot of variables, they can solve linear algebra faster. They can solve linear algebra faster than classical computers. And the mindset of things will never change isn't so great if you're in the middle of a panic attack. And then there is life, the ups and downs. You're breathing right here and now. The breath you took a moment ago is no longer here. But the breath you're taking right now is now. And your heart beating, the silent pulses of your blood pumping, circulating through your body. The ups and downs of your heart beating is a wonderful signal to know you're still here, existing in existence. And there is a sequence and order to everything. There was once a time you didn't know how to brush your teeth, take a shower, or wake up by yourself. But one day you got it right. Maybe not the first time, but you got it right. And it's easy to tell someone who's in the middle of an anxiety attack to get out of their head. But it's complicated. And people feel anxiety every day. Concerned about exams, COVID, work. But when it overtakes your life, it can suck the life right out of you. And there are many processes that can assist people with anxiety. One of the techniques that clients find useful is to focus on their external world. It allows the anxiety to dissipate. Notice the different colours in the environment, the lights and shade, the warm and cool colours, and every great book has a beginning, middle and an end. And every environment has a foreground, middle ground, and background. And I'm curious if you can hear the sound. The sound of my voice, the sounds in the distance, the middle ground, background, and the sensations deep within your body, the middle ground, the background. And I wonder if you can give yourself an outer body experience now. Absorb yourself into the background. And I don't know if you'll expand your energy into the distance, float up above yourself. But what I do know is, somehow you're out of your head now, aren't you? What some people love about this experience is they really begin to absorb themselves into life, into the external world. And isn't it wonderful to know in the future? You have a process for absorbing yourself into the external world. When you're ready to orient yourself back to your external world, you can really stretch out, wriggle your fingers and toes, and open your eyes. Welcome back. You're perfect, just as you are.